Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think Michael's ever done drugs.
It's Mike Shope.
I don't know if anyone's ever offered him any.
Let's go over some of the symptoms of marijuana use, shall we? You tell me who this sounds like.
It's the Bulldog.
Slow moving. Inattentive. Dull. Constantly snacking. Shows a lack of motivation.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
It happened again. At least I will acknowledge it. Guy calls earlier and says, that was my first game that I attended since September of 1986. And my brain goes, oh, Jets, Cardinals, or Chiefs? Didn't ask him.
Good Lord.
I got yesterday's score wrong. I think I've gotten it wrong more than once. 30-21. I keep saying 31-20.
Is that
38 years ago? Is, no problem. Right. Yesterday, yeah. Problem.
I did the same thing with Eric. I think I said, how did they get? You know, it was long, too long of a question, actually, if I'm self-critiquing. And as I got to the end of it, how did they get to their 30 or 31 points, I said.
You might have heard me say 31.
Maybe it's your fault. I blame you in your notebook.
Don't take it out on the notebook. 30-21.
30-21. Nine-point win.
Yesterday's game would have been significant enough for me to actually know what the score was. But now I do. Now I feel like I do. Say it enough times. just want to say, like, McDermott on fourth down, he showed you his notebook.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, I've been sort of guessing at how do they really do it. I have wondered how much, maybe everything, does he give up to his data staff? You know, like, what, if at all, does he end up, I don't mean this as an insult or a criticism either, because I think it should be like this generally, where, you know, tell me what the, is it a green light? Tell me what it says.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how most, if not all, NFL coaches should do it, because it's, you know, really not so much their area of expertise. It's other people who are studying the statistics. I love what he said. And right now, the way it's going, especially, I don't mind that they have a meeting early in the week, which is kind of like, all right, who are we playing?
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of game is this? How did he put it? Is this a possession game or a field position game? Field position, right. You're playing New England. He might kick there. You're playing Kansas City. Go get it. And I think that that's mostly okay. I mean, I feel that maybe that isn't so much data-driven as it is more of like a gut. Who are we playing? But because Kansas City really wasn't scoring this year. But it made sense yesterday. It makes sense now, especially when it works. Where, like, okay, well, we'd rather not have Patrick Mahomes drive it on us.
We would have been curled up on the floors of our homes watching Kansas City with the ball if the Bills kicked a field goal there. just assume the crash position, everyone. Just tuck your head, arms, I can't take it. But I wanted anxiety. That would have been anxiety. You know, all with, you know, still, like, the result not being catastrophic if they would have lost it. But, yeah, I give him a lot of credit for doing that. I feel like it, you know, I don't want to make it sound like it's too much, because he is right. He is, for a few years now, up at the top of those charts, like going for it on fourth downs. They certainly are not, they're not a team that's lacking in that area. But to do it against that team, that opponent, like it feels like, I don't know, to say they're learning sounds like, you know, your point of entry there is a very low opinion of him and them. Because, you know, like, of course, you're playing the team. You know they're playing. He's known who they were playing the whole time. But I feel like he made the right decision there. And I don't always think it's, like you're saying, I think it matters who you're playing, how the game has gone, a lot of things that should go in it besides just the math. But that opponent, I mean, I'm glad that they studied it and got to a consensus on how they wanted to handle that. And I like hearing even that, you know, we were green almost the whole way there, because that harkens back to hearing about Doug Peterson and when the Eagles were really good and he had the analytics guys in the press box telling him red light, yellow light, green light. It was, you know, don't go, maybe go, definitely go. And he used that phrasing, I think, tickled me a little bit.
It's a long time ago now, but week one, the Bills were at the two-minute warning up three on Arizona and had fourth and three at the 21. Not too different from last
night. They kicked to go up six.
And they kicked to go up six. So I wonder if Arizona, even though they'd scored 28 points in the game to that point, were like, that's a field position game, and maybe... Well, either way,
they got their points in that game, but the only touchdown they got in the second half of that game was a kick return.
Yep.
So you might have felt like, you know, I'm not worried about you driving on me.
Yeah, and you would wonder if that fluctuates during a game. You know, how the game is going.
All that is
for him to process and take into account.
I would say the Chiefs could look absolutely hopeless on offense for an entire game. And the score could be, instead of 23-21, which is what it was yesterday, give me the most, 4-2, whatever, just some absurd score, but I'm ahead by two. And Mahomes but he's their quarterback. But for some reason, you're shutting them down. I'm not giving him the ball back down by five. I'm going to go for it even in that game. That's me. So I imagine it would change for the coach, depending on how the game has looked. But that opponent, I am not giving you that chance.
Boy, that last possession, I'm not sure if it really means everything. They were down by nine left when they got the ball, the Chiefs. So, I mean, it's not like this is it. They need to score. They want to score, but they're still two scores down. Pass to Pirine, pass to Watson, scramble... holding the Kelsey, pass to Kelsey, intercepted. They just don't have, and this is to the Bills' credit too, but they just don't have the juice right now in that offense. DeAndre Hopkins, Kelsey, even Juju. There's just not a lot going there for Kansas City, but that is not our concern.
No, it's
a good thing.
Yeah, maybe they get Hollywood Brown back by the time the playoffs roll around. That's still in the window for them, I think.
They might, but what is that at that point when he's missed the whole season? You know, like that. No. I'm not going to worry about it. Not that you are. 803-0550 is the number. Here's Justin next. Hello, Justin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. A couple things I want to talk about. The emotion I felt on that Allen touchdown run is something I haven't felt probably since the Nyheim Hines kickoff return, since the Hamlin incident.
Yep.
I don't know if it was just him breaking free and you slowly hear the crowd getting louder. And I was sitting in my living room watching, but Jim Nance is announcing on it, everything, just the entire culmination of it. It kind of overwhelmed and just sent chills throughout my body. I don't know how you guys felt, but even tweets from like Bills Mafia and Sal, it's just, all of it was just phenomenal.
I agree. Nance, play of the year in the NFL as Allen tumbles into the end zone. Yeah, I watched that replay 50 times. Definitely.
I don't skip it when it comes on.
Definitely felt, I mean, you know the kind of elation where you're so excited that maybe something, this happened to me, I'll admit it, is something's going to fly out of your mouth that barely even makes sense. Like, you're just so excited. I was watching with my son and a friend of his, and I yelled out, "He's a grizzly bear mixed with a golden retriever. I love him." That just came flying out of my mouth. Right? Just like, there. You want to know what it's like to watch a game with me? And then bitching about commercials.
Hey, man, you can ask my wife. I'll be the same way. The second thing is, come playoff time, I'm going to say when we see these guys again in the playoffs, you would miss in probably 10 or more pretty impactful players combined for both teams, with over half of them being starters. I think there's a slim chance we could see maybe a 2.0 version of the 2021 divisional game. You know, we already dropped 30 points without Coleman, Kincaid. You know, they're getting Hollywood Brown, which I just heard you guys say might not be impactful, but it's the Chiefs. I'm not going to hold anything past them. Mm-hmm. They'll get Pacheco back, a lot of starters on defense. I mean, I don't know who'd be opposed to a 2021 divisional outcome. Maybe a different outcome for the Bills where they're on top, but I'd like to hear your guys' opinion on that. And as always, go Bills.
Thanks, Justin. I only say on Brown, I like Hollywood Brown, but I mean, I think wide receiver, there's such a timing element that I'd be, I mean, not shocked, but I just wouldn't bet on a guy coming back in January and like being sort of on time with the quarterback who he's never played with. I mean, he got hurt, what, the first play of the preseason? So that would be pretty good if he were. I'm not going to worry about that. And, you know, in terms of the Bills, I think a little bit, at times anyway, I've thought, there's just too many guys here. Like, there's just too many different buttons to push when I've got what I had yesterday and Kincaid and Coleman. And I don't want to go as far again as to say, like, well, you don't want them back, because I wouldn't say that. But I do think it can get convoluted, especially with Kincaid, where you're trying to push this whole, it's a different formation. He's really not a tight end, but still, like, he does play a little bit once in a while with his hand down, you know, like there's still some tight end in there. And I think there's also sort of a feeling of obligation when it comes, there can be when it comes to him because of their investment in him. And Coleman is their first pick this year. So I don't know. Like, I didn't mind it for them at all yesterday that he wasn't there, because Knox is going to play anyway and they want to run the ball and that fits.
Yeah.
And Hollins isn't coming off the field, so that fits. And then I've got Shakir in his perfect role, which you want. And then I've just got to figure out the other, with the Z, I've got to figure out Samuel, whatever I'm going to do there, and Cooper being back. And, you know, like, that's not too much. That's enough.
Yeah.
Nobody's, like, elite there, but I'm okay.
Hollins will come off. He did come off the field when Cooper and Coleman were together for those two games. Like, his snap count went down. He was the guy that got bumped. And I would predict that that will continue. That doesn't make him valueless or anything, but I still think you would prioritize those other guys. And speaking of prioritizing, I feel like we were on the right side of Cooper v. Kincaid. Like, who do we need more? I mean, Cooper did not smash at all in this game, but those first two scoring drives, he made plays that mattered a lot to that. So they got off to the start they got off to because he was in the lineup, and I don't think Kincaid is being used to make those plays like that.
Jim is next. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Good, man.
I just want to say I was in tears when you were talking about if they kicked that field goal, because I was looking over at my kid's blanket and Binky, and I was like, I would have been curled up on the floor, too. worrying about that was just crazy. But I'm glad they went for it. But one thing I want to say is the continuity of this team, right? If you think with the system that Pegula, McDermott, and Bean have built, right, the depth we have, being missing these key players, but still being able to beat a championship football team, right? Whether they have the star receivers that they had before, there's still Andy Reid and Mahomes there. So it's still a championship football team. And to have missing the left tackle, right, missing Milano, not having Coleman, and not having Kincaid, to win that game, and what Cooper and Miller were saying after the game, The and I hate to use the word because we've made it so cliche, but the culture that we've built and the camaraderie that we have in that locker room is beyond anything I've seen in years. So I'm excited.
Sure. I mean, who was it that's Ross Tucker? I mean, culture for me is sort of like a flashpoint. Ross Tucker, last week or the week before, were we talking about Allen? He said, because he played here, of course. He played for New England with Brady. It was about Jaden Daniels. We're talking about Jaden Daniels in Washington. And he said, I cannot tell you enough about what it means to a locker room to have a quarterback that you know is it. And just how, what? I mean, I'm not quoting Ross, but just like...
You expect to win.
The confidence levels, yeah. The expectations. Like, all right, this is for real. Like... Maybe sometimes in the NFL it doesn't quite feel like that, but this is for real. And so I'm not in the mood to sort of just push back against the culture stuff, but I think for me it's always been like you have to have that. You have to have most important position by miles. If you've got that, I bet a lot of guys, you know, believe in it. And that's what I think it's at least as much about. And Allen, of course, leaves you no doubt when it comes to this.
Yeah, Cooper last night went – pretty far, and I don't know how long he spoke for, but man, the clip of him talking about the joy he felt winning this game, whereas, you know, other years, and I don't know, I would assume that even means the games he was here for prior to this game. Like, he said, I haven't felt this amount of joy about a win in a very long time. Now, he's coming from Cleveland.
He's coming from Watson.
So, you know, you can add it up. But, I mean, that was all a part of it. Like, he just talked about it in a way that, I don't want to get too profound here, but it's made an impression on him already. And he's, you know, he's pretty new.
I think that's like the absolute polar opposite, Cleveland.
Yeah.
Where we talk about it as fans. What would it be like to have to root for him? You know, this is your team. And I would think playing for them, you know, with him as your quarterback would be a little bit of that, you know, just
right.
Not joyless necessarily, but complicated, you know, you just can't sort of enjoy it. And that's not the case here, thank goodness. 803-0550, it is Football Monday on WGR, which is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. We'll look for more of your calls after the update. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.